This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I am still Brad Brown. It's good to be with you today. Thank you so much for joining us. If it's the first time you're popping onto the podcast, thank you for taking the time to download and listen to it. You are in the home of Ironman triathletes that dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island in Kona, Hawaii. If you're a triathlete, welcome to the club. It's good to have you with us, and everyone is welcome. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting to Keith Garbutt. And if you missed his story last week, Keith's story is fantastic because he is a very high-powered exec. He's got a family and just really manages the juggle between everything, work, life, triathlon, really well. And he's got some great tips on how to do it. So make sure you go back. I think that episode went out last week, Wednesday. So go back and have a squiz at that. But today we're going to be talking about his swim and some of the things he's done to improve in the water since he got into the sport. That's all coming up in just a moment. Before we get into that, though, a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It's brought to you by lowcarbhighfatrunning.com. If you want to run faster and feel stronger than you ever have before, then make sure you get to that URL where you can learn how to run on nothing but fat. You can also figure out exactly what to eat prior and post your next big race. And you'll also find out exactly what to eat and drink during your next big race. That website, once again, to get to is lowcarbhighfatrunning.com. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T-Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, and don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming. We head back to the UK, to just outside London, to touch base with Keith Garbutt. Keith, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Hi, Brad. Thanks.
Keith, you mentioned when we first spoke that you came from a bit of a swimming background in your younger days. That's half the battle won. You almost come into the sport with an unfair advantage if you grew up swimming.
It certainly helps. I swam with a club, but I wasn't a great swimmer. I was always better at running. But it's very clear. Everyone can see that the people who are leading in triathlon are always pretty strong swimmers, even at Ironman. And that swimming background, having put in all of those lengths and kilometers as a kid, really helps.
Of your career, you've probably spent many, many hours staring at black line at the bottom of a pool. What are some of the things that you've done that you think has really improved your performance in the water?
I mentioned last time that I think it's really important to, you know, get some coaching because technique is so important. You only have to go to a swimming club and see some tiny little kids zooming through the water just like needles because they're so skinny and streamlined. Just to, you know, gives you a view when you see these great big triathletes sort of thrashing around with all their big muscles. It's not really helping them go any faster. So really, technique is so key. So along the way, I've had coaching in a club and then also with Swim for Try in the UK, some coaching from them. It all helps.
And ongoing, do you feel that it's always a work in progress, or are you pretty comfortable with it now and it's a case of now you've got the technique sorted, it's time to get the hours in?
No, there's always room for improvement. I guess the question is, who's going to give you the advice? Perhaps you need just an occasional check-in with a coach. obviously, yeah, with knowledge and experience, you can begin to see what other people do and work it out for yourself a bit. But I think there's always room for an objective view of the swim stroke.
Looking at your swim times as well, I mean, you're decent in the water. There's nothing to scoff at with your swim. You also mentioned that you need to be competitive in all three of the disciplines if you want to race competitively. What are some of the things that you're working on in your swim at the moment to try and improve and get better at?
For me, with a busy job, it's often just a question of keeping it going. I find if I swim twice a week, I can just about maintain to feel good or improve. I need to swim at least three times a week. So it's hard to fit that in, especially in the winter. I like it in the summer. We have some lakes nearby that have triathlon swimming sessions. So once the lake's open and I can get a bit more mileage and time in at the weekends, then I find my swimming tends to pick up again. So I need to preserve over the winter in order to give myself the opportunity and a good starting point for the summer.
As far as workouts go, what do you really enjoy in the pool?
In the pool, I enjoy swimming with a group, and particularly I enjoy it when someone else sets a session. I don't have to think. I do a regular brick session because my target Ironman pace is around 16 minutes a kilometer or equivalent to that. Then that breaks down. It means you can do in a 25 meter pool, a 250, 10 lengths with a target of 4 minutes. And so I do end up doing quite a few 250s with the target time at 4 minutes and then, various degrees of rest. So you can build those up and get some longer sessions in at the race pace, and it's a bit more interesting than just going in and doing a 2K interval on its own.
Absolutely. And open water, what do you enjoy doing in those lakes?
I enjoy building it up, and I find that if I can go and swim 4, 5, 6K maybe both days at the weekend, then I come back pretty strong. That's one of the things you see with swimmers, and swimming is it's something you can do a lot of, and the recovery is relatively quicker because it's those small muscles. And so those top amateur and pro swimmers get that good by training every day, twice a day. So if you've got the time, then you can benefit just by doing a lot of swimming.
Absolutely. As far as you mentioned brick session there, do you do many sort of swim bike brick sessions or not really?
I tend not to. I know a lot of people do. It just with the way things work for me, I tend not to. Although I'm going to have to say, though, what I have noticed with being opportunistic, my local lake has a park run near it. So I'm assuming you're familiar with the park run community. So I have a couple of times been able to have a good session in the lake, jump out, get down to the local park, and then do a 5K race, running race, and home before 10 o'clock. So it's that's a good use of the early morning at the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And park run, I'm not sure how big it is in. I know it is there, but it's I'm not sure how big it is in the United States. But it's obviously massive in the UK. It's huge here in South Africa. I know Australia. It's big. It's really taken over the world. And it's just such a great thing. 5Ks timed every Saturday morning, absolutely free. And I think that's also doing a huge bit for running globally as well, which is fantastic to see.
That community feel like parkrun is fantastic, and I think it's brilliant and amazing, and really really support the people who organise it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Keith, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
Thanks, Brad. Look forward to it.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. to check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's a wrap for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Keith for joining us today. Before I go, another fantastic five-star review, and it was actually titled Five Stars. And this one comes in from Viper5000 in Portugal, saying, a great podcast. I listen often to training. Thanks for all the tips. And who knows, someday I'll go to Kona. This time, I'm on the road to Ironman Hamburg. Well, Viper 5000, best of luck on your journey to Hamburg. And who knows, fingers crossed, maybe you get that slot sooner than you think. I think we're all chasing that Kona dream. I think for some of us, I'm putting my hand up here, we need to outlive everyone in our age group. But yeah, thanks for that five-star review. If you haven't left us one yet, please do. They really do help us get in front of more and more triathletes. And I mentioned, I think I mentioned it yesterday, or was it the day before yesterday, that we have had the biggest month in January of the Kona Edge. We ended up finishing the month on 120,000 downloads, which is mind-boggling. We started this thing 2 years ago and weren't quite sure if it was going to work, and boy oh boy is it working. We are chasing 1 million downloads this year. That's the goal I've set for the Kona Edge, and 120,000 in January, we're right on track. Thank you very much. And those iTunes reviews really do help, because the more we get, the higher iTunes bumps us up in the rankings, and the more chance people have got to find the podcast. So if you haven't done it yet, please consider doing so. It literally only takes a couple of minutes. It's pretty easy to do, and it helps us out big time. You have no idea how much it helps. So if you have done already, thank you so much, and I keep hammering on. But yeah, that's one thing you can do to help the show right now, and I'd appreciate it massively. Thank you very much to our sponsor as well on this edition of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by Low Carb High Fat Running. If you want to figure out how to race on nothing but fat, then be sure to head over to that URL, okay? It's lowcarbhighfatrunning.com. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.